Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Car horns, cheers, music, those were some of the sounds around Greater Boston as Joe Biden was declared the winner of the presidential election. WBUR's Quincy Walters was in Boston as the news broke and has this report.
Show me what democracy looks like. Show me what democracy looks like.
A rally was already underway in front of the Trinity Church in Copley Square when the announcement was made. The news wasn't declared by any rally speakers. Instead, it was quietly shared among the crowd. Princess Angel Williams was observing the rally from a bench, ruminating on what a Biden-Harris administration would mean, and two things immediately come to mind.
One, that he's not Trump, and two, that Kamala Harris is his running mate, and that's a history maker right there. I'm glad we have a result. I'm glad Trump is out. I'm slightly fearful of the civil unrest that may take place. Other than that, I just hope we stick together and realize that we need to be a country moving forward.
Across the river, in Harvard Square, nearly 200 people gathered, some holding Black Lives Matter signs and pride flags. Cars honked in support. 13-year-old Ezra Kleinbaum rollerbladed from his home in Brookline to celebrate in Cambridge. He says President Trump, quote, failed as a president, and Kleinbaum says he's thrilled about what he thinks a Biden-Harris administration will do for the country.
At a young age, even if you don't understand, the full depth of what people are doing or saying, that you can still understand at least the difference between good and bad, and we could understand that what Trump was doing was bad.
And for Bushra Dabag, also jubilant in Harvard Square, she says Trump's policies had a tangibly negative impact on her life.
I came here during the travel ban for Syrians, and it was so hard for me to reach here. I was apart from my family, so the last 4 years were really terrible for me. So hopefully I have a hope again to see my family.
While many hoped for peace in America's next chapter, about 100 Trump supporters gathered in front of the State House. They chanted Law and Order and Blue Lives Matter as counter-protesters tried to drown them out with car horns and cheers. Bill Payton held an American flag and said he's an independent. He said he voted for Obama and now supports Trump.
I think he's done very good things to the country, and I see a lot of irregularities relative to voting. I see the media dismissing it, essentially erasing the story gradually, and I think that shouldn't happen. I think we need to have a good accounting of not every place, but places where obvious irregularities have popped up.
He cited Philadelphia and Detroit, cities where Trump has tried to undermine the vote without any evidence. Away from all the crowds was Tracy Taylor, a black woman with gray hair, walking by herself along Tremont Street, basking in the sunset. She says change has arrived.
This is our Christmas. This is our Christmas. Just celebrate. Don't complicate anything. Everything's been too complicated. Just take a breath. We've been holding our breaths for 4 years. Breathe. Breathe.
While some in Boston were at peace, hoping for less chaotic times ahead, others were resolute that the work toward justice doesn't end with the change of an administration. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.